This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London.
Hey, hi. Good afternoon over here from Singapore and good morning to you, Johnny.
Let's first get the latest market news from you, Kelvin. In particular, reaction to those Japanese election results over the weekend.
Sure. So let's start with this election result. So primary is actually the results of the Japanese upper house parliament. So we know that the upper house of the Japanese parliament is not as strong as the lower house, where the lower house could actually pass bills. But the upper house still could actually prevent the current government from igniting bills that they actually desired. So this time around, the current ruling coalition, which is the Liberal Democratic Party, where the current prime minister, together with its long-term coalition partner, has actually lost the majority sitting in the upper house chamber of the Japanese parliament. So what's interesting over here is that primarily before the outcome of this upper house election on Sunday, there was a bit of front running in the FX market where traders starts to actually sell the Japanese yen and buy back the US dollar. So that actually led the dollar Japanese rate to actually hit a close to a 3-month high last week at around the 149 handle level. And what's interesting over here is that right after the actual results that took shape, that means the first reaction at the start of today's early Asia session, so that's about close to about 7 a.m. Singapore time, we start to see a sell-off in the dollar. So what you could see over here is that markets has already priced that potential majority share loss by the ruling coalition Japanese party. So market has already priced that in way ahead before the actual result takes place. So what we could see right now is that markets tends to be very forward-looking at this juncture. So what it means right now is for the current government. Previously, there's this ongoing sticky debate between the opposition and the current incumbent Japanese coalition government, stating that due to boost consumer sentiment and consumer spending. So consumer sentiment and consumer spending, despite a pickup in Japanese wages in the last 1 year or so, consumer spending is not picking up as fast as the Japanese wages. So right now, because due to this ongoing very fluid situation between the US implementation of this array of very complicated trade tariffs policy, then we also have this ongoing Japanese negotiation with US trade officials. Things doesn't seem to be heading any headway prior to this extended 1st of August deadline. And the opposition in the Japanese parliament actually pushed out for kind of a permanent reduction in the consumer tax. So to do it as a way that if this consumer tax comes down, it will actually boost consumer spending, which is good for the Japanese economy on one hand. But on the other hand, it may, going forward in a very long-term perspective, widen the budget deficit of the Japanese government. So this reduction of these consumer tax cuts as advocated by the opposition party in Japan is not in favor of the current incumbent government. They are more in favor of a one-time off cash handout to consumers. So given that the prior majority standing of the coalition government has been totally gone in the upper house election result that was out on Sunday, there is now a high chance that the current coalition government may start to sway towards more populistic policy as being advocated by the opposition, given that of the lack of majority sitting in the upper house. So that actually it potentially is actually in favor of a much more of a, at least a shorter term yen strength revival. So what you could see over here is that on the very short term basis, the dollar yen now is testing a very key support level at the 147.70. So this level has managed to provide support in the prior intraday sell-off on last Thursday. And right now, as we are speaking, there was actually a probe at it again at 147.70. That's a dollar yen rate. So right now, as we are speaking, yeah, exactly right, exactly the intraday level low so far during the opening of the London session is 147.70. And right now, it managed to trade back up slightly at 147.88. Overall, still a intraday loss of negative 0.6%. And right now, in fact, the yen is the strongest among the major currency against the dollar. So with this breakdown of 147.70, potentially at least we could see a bit of short-term weakness in the US dollar, exposing the next support level at 146.80, and thereafter followed by the 145.85 level.
Okay, Kelvin, so that's the markets as they are currently. What about the week to come?
Okay, so for this week to come, we have two things to bear in mind over here, which is we are still on the front start of the US earnings quarterly two reporting season over here. So for this week, there are actually two mega cap US stocks to actually take note of that could potentially influence the short-term movement on the S&P 500 and as well as the NASDAQ 100. So these two mega cap component stocks will be Q2 earnings result of Alphabet, Google, which is out on the 23rd of July after the close of the US session. And also on the same day, 23rd of July after the close of the US session, that will be a Q2 earnings result of Tesla. So something to take note of. And also coming towards the end of the week, which is on the 24th of July, that is Thursday, we have a slew of global manufacturing PMI and services PMI flash data for the month of July to be released across the world. So we have flash PMI data up from Australia, Japan, Eurozone, UK, and as well as US on Thursday, 24th of July. And one more thing to take note of, on the same day itself, 24th of July, we have the ECB Central Bank Monetary Policy Decision. And very interestingly, this time around, market do not expect ECB to cut. The market is now looking for an ECB pause over here, given the recent guidance by various ECB officials that stating that the slew of interest rate cut that kickstarted late last year is now coming to a tail end. So pretty much interesting to hear from the ECB boss herself, which is ECB Governor Lagarde, during the press conference thereafter, whether she starts to hint any guidance that ECB is more or less done with its interest rate cut cycle, and the next few meetings until the rest of this year more likely will be a pause depending on the current fluid trade tariffs implementation by the US White House administration. So if that's the case, potentially we may now start to see a flip from a rather dovish ECB that we see in since the start of this year to a much more neutral ECB, further weakening the US dollar trend. So far, the US dollar index is still down close to about negative 10% since the start of this year. Yes, we may see a bit of corrective rebound last week, but if ECB starts to flip from a dovish stance to a neutral stance, that could actually reinforce the major downtrend phase of the US dollar back into the FX space again.
Kelvin, thank you very much for joining us. Have a great week.
Same to you as well, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.